Beginning in the month of Elul, one month before Rosh Hashanah, Jews around the world begin to recite Psalm 27. And that psalm, which contains very beautiful expressions of spiritual longing, has a verse which is not so well known. And that is, Lecha amar libi bakshu fanai es panecha Hashem avakesh. Translation. Simple translation, and the most simply read. To you, my heart says, search for me, God. Find me, God. Right, bring me close to you. Allow me to have exposure to you. And indeed, show me your face. Seek out my face and show me your face. That is a simple reading. Rashi, however, has a deep and powerful reading and understanding and interpretation of this verse. He explains as follows. He reads the verse as follows. L'cha amar libi, not to you, God, right, my heart speaks, but rather to me, God, you are speaking to me by way of my heart. Meaning, Rashi has one, his descriptive word, l'cha bishlichutcha amar libi. My heart speaks to me by way of your proxy, as your messenger. My heart speaks, and my heart tugs within me, and whispers. My heart whispers within me, right? Bakshu fanai. Not that King David is speaking to God. Bakshu fanai is requesting, God, search out my face. No. It's God who is articulating this emotion and strong calling within our hearts that seem to call out to us and right, the heart bearers and with the sentiment of Bakshu Fanai. Seek out my face. Every Jew has a longing, has a place in their heart, which is unsatisfied, which is has hishtokikos, longing and calling. What is that calling? What is that feeling of lacking and hoping and dreaming and longing? Rashi understands. He's telling us a secret, right? This is what King David is revealing to us, right? Rashi understands it, that longing is actually God. It is our heart. It is God masquerading as our heart. It is God presenting himself within our hearts, and our heart says to us, whoa, we want to search for God. We feel so distant from Hashem. Well, guess what? It's really Hashem who is infusing and injecting that longing and expression into our heart. Wow, I find that to be amazing. And then, of course, King David wastes no time. Es panecha Hashem avakesh. His very next words. Okay, so God, I seek your face. I long to have a meeting with you. I long to come back to you. I long to be close to you. This is the sentiment deep, deep within every Jewish heart. And even perhaps when we feel we've had some type of an awakening and some type of renewal, to seek out God and to search for closeness, King David is kind of advising us, right? That it's not even us. It's really God probing and stimulating our hearts and poking our soul, right? Reminding us how distant we are, and influencing and stimulating a sense of longing and hoping to come close to God and to come back to God. One might say, oh, so you've lowered the significance of the experience of longing for God. But in my mind, this creates even more inspiration, because what we're finding is that God actually whispers within our soul. God actually whispers within our heart. That means our feelings, our internal feelings, are influenced by God Himself. And God is taking the time to whisper into our hearts and souls, come back to me. Come close. Come looking for me. And may we waste no time and request as King David does, as panecha Hashem avakesh. Indeed, I'm searching for your face, God. Ayei makom kvodo. I'm looking for you. I'm searching for you. I'm longing for you. May we merit to search, and may we merit to find. Shabbat shalom.